Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. And today, I want to talk to you about developing a self-concept that you are a person who lives in ease. And so yesterday, I think it was yesterday's episode, that I mentioned that 1 year, I picked a word of the year, and the word I chose was ease. And so if you haven't ever heard of word of the year or what that is, that's just a lot of people do that in life coaching circles or in just lots of different circles, like focusing on a word of the year. I've heard about it lots of different places. And so I've done it for several years in a row now, maybe 5 or 6 or 7. 1 year, I chose the word ease. And I got the idea to choose the word ease from Abraham Hicks. Now, Abraham Hicks was not promoting a word of the year kind of program or idea at that point in time. But she was suggesting to meditate on a single word. And that was her suggestion. And one of the words she said was ease. And I did that year. I chose it as my word of the year. This has been several years ago. I don't remember which year it was. And I bought a sticker with the word ease on it. And I scripted that word over and over again. And I added it into my affirmations. And just anytime I thought about it, I, you know, inside of myself, chose to focus on being in ease. How can this be easy? How can I be in ease around this topic? And so before I chose that word, I did not have a self-concept of ease at all. And a lot of messages out in the world, and even just maybe even talking with your friends, and a lot of people kind of have a mindset of struggle. And the reason we get the mindset of struggle is because sometimes things do seem objectively hard. They seem like they can't be easy. And I think that's probably because we've been programmed to look at things as struggles. I mean, and I don't say that to discount any kind of hard things people go through, right? Like, there are things in life that are hard and tragic. And I'm not suggesting that you focus on ease to undermine any of that at all. You can be honest about the circumstances in your life and still choose in your internal world to say, okay, well, what about this can I look at and focus on the easy parts of it? Were there any parts of this that were easy? And if the answer is no, the answer is no, and that's fine. But even at that moment when the answer is no, you have a choice inside of yourself about what you're going to focus on. And so before I chose the word of the year, ease, I often would focus on how hard things were, what things were going wrong, what things weren't easy. And I really trained myself a lot during that year to focus on ease and how to make things easier and like what things were easy. And I noticed recently that I sometimes find myself focusing on the struggle again and wanting to manifest ease in certain situations that don't feel easy. And it can be a challenge to really know where to put your focus. And it has been for me recently. And I just wanted to bring myself back to this place of ease. And I wanted to bring you with me, all of the 5 Minute Manifesting listeners. So that's why I wanted to do this episode. So just to wrap us up here, I want to ask you to do two things. One is, just when that word comes to mind, just say it to yourself over and over again. And sometimes it can even get to the point where you feel ridiculous and the word has lost all meaning. But it's just like, use that word only by itself, not in an affirmation, just the word itself, as a meditation kind of, and just repeat it to yourself over and over again. When you think of it, you don't have to do it for a very long time period, just, you know, for a minute or so. And just say it to yourself, ease, 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 ease. And I can just tell you that it really does act as its own meditation, or it has for me. And the second thing I want you to do is really pay attention to what, how you're talking to yourself about the circumstances in your life. Now, in terms of what you're manifesting, whatever your circumstances are right now, they don't matter in terms of whether you can get your manifestation or not. No matter what your circumstances are right now, you can still get your manifestation. So I want to say that up front. But sometimes circumstances, even though they're not blocking our manifestations, or they're not meaning that you can't get your manifestation, can still feel really challenging. And so whenever you sort of find yourself in a moment where you're feeling like focusing on the struggle, ask yourself the question, where can I find the ease in this? And just return yourself to that word and really see if you can find it and focus on it. Because remember, your focus is what manifests. So thank you so much for listening, and may you manifest exactly what you want.